With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Democrat New York judge orders the former president and his companies to pay $355 million in penalties for what the judge described as an exaggeration of wealth. Hofstra University law professor James Samples says former President Trump will try to turn this judgment to his advantage.
Donald Trump will raise money by virtue of having lost money today. It's a paradox. A $350 million judgment against Mr. Trump and his family and his business associates and his businesses today might actually be a fundraising boon for Mr. Trump.
Mr. Trump's lawyers say they will appeal the ruling. Alina Haba said this verdict is a manifest injustice, plain and simple, the culmination of a multi-year politically fueled witch hunt that was designed to take down Donald Trump, end quote. Also at SRNnews.com, a Northern California judge is under investigation by a state agency for alleged ethical violations.
Allegations include making anti-Semitic remarks when addressing a deputy public defender, failing to recuse himself from cases involving attorneys and other people he socialized with, sexually harassing women he socialized with, and others. The Humboldt County Superior Court judge is charged with 19 ethical violations by the California Commission on Judicial Performance. The judge has until February 22nd to respond to the commission. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Harvard is subpoenaed by a U.S. House committee for withholding documents related to anti-Semitism investigations. The chairwoman of the Education and Workforce Committee is accusing Harvard of obstruction. She says she will not tolerate, quote, delay and defiance of the investigation. Heavy police presence on the scene after a house explosion in Virginia on Friday night. This is SRN News. Greece becomes the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize gay marriage. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Ναι, 176. Όχι.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons.
The main opposition to the gay marriage laws come from the powerful Greek Orthodox Church. Clergymen warned of the effect the legislation will have on traditional family values. Church supporters and conservative organizations staged a number of protests in the run-up to the vote. This is SRN News. There's some exciting medical news.
A medication used to treat asthma can now be used to help people with food allergies avoid severe reactions. The FDA has approved a new use for Xolair. It's the first medication approved to reduce allergic reactions caused by accidental exposure to foods such as peanuts, cashews, milk products, and eggs. About 7 million people in the U.S. have the type of food allergies that can cause rapid, serious symptoms. Xolair is an injection taken every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the patient. John Scott reporting.
New Hampshire lawmakers approved Governor Chris Sununu's request to send 15 National Guard volunteers to the Texas border with Mexico. Sununu called fentanyl the state's most serious health crisis. He recently traveled to Eagle Pass, Texas, to support Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who's been in a standoff with the Biden administration. More details at SRNnews.com.